Good morning. Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Here with Manhattan City Mayor Linda Morse and City Manager Ron Fear. Do have a City Commission meeting coming up tonight. We just talked about signing that'll happen later today. Remind me on the time on that.
One thirty in the City Commission room at City Hall.
Right, signing between the
points.
Signing between the City of Manhattan and Fort Riley with an agreement basically on going together on some salt reserves.
Purchasing.
Right. We do have we got a phone call, Dave. Okay, we'll go ahead and start with that. Go ahead, phone call. Caller, you're on In Focus.
When we were talking about spending, we've spent millions on the radio for the police, and now we're talking about thousands for the radios for the ambulance. Is there anything else you haven't told us? What about radios for the fire department? We don't want to, you know, Episcopal basement, you can't get cell phone. Lutheran basement, you can't get cell phone. We don't want to lose the firemen. Can we use the police department's big truck with their, can we put a radio responder in there so we can get radio signals for the fire department around town, or what are we thinking about?
Well, now that you bring that up, we do have radios for the, as the county is shifting to a new type of radio service that does provide broad coverage and coverage in those hard-to-reach places that we've had before. It's a intergovernmental approach to solving that solution. And so, yes, in our capital improvements program for next year, we have budgeted funds for radio purchases for the fire department, and then there'll also be some a few for our other city departments as well. So that's a process. We're going to lease purchase ours, so actually our first budgetary impact for our radios won't be until 2020.
And a large percentage of that is on the county when it comes to the
radio, the basic system. Infrastructure,
right,
for the system, the towers, the network is borne by the county, and certainly we cooperate now, all of the local government entities in utilizing and being on that system so we can talk to each other in an emergency, and that's important.
Thanks, caller, for those comments. 75-537-1350 is the number to call. I believe Friday we'll have some RCPD folks on In Focus, so they'd be the people to ask about putting a radio thing on the new truck. So we'll go with them. We have another call. We do. Go ahead, caller. Hello, caller.
Yeah, hi. I have a question regarding, I hear there's some talk about changing the Juliet Drive with more brick in more phases coming down the road. And my question is, I wonder if that's truly value added right now, considering that property taxes in Manhattan are going to be going up 3.6%. We have one of the highest costs of living in the state. And then we do some of these expensive improvements to our streets, supposedly, but I just don't know if the juice is enough for the squeeze.
Appreciate the comment. It's an area we looked at for quite some time. It is an area where we have historic brick streets, and actually we've been able to access a grant program, and understanding, you know, the local impact on the local taxes for that project is, there's no property taxes in that component. There's a little bit of gas tax money that we get for a match, but the bulk of the funds is coming through federal funds, and it's in the historic preservation category where we're reusing and recycling most of the bricks, or a lot of the bricks that certainly are still in good condition, and rebuilding the base and putting those streets back so they'll last a long time. So I think it is a value-added proposal. I mean, I think your point about it is costing more money to do that, but we are able to access a federal grant through the Kansas Department of Transportation, and it's in that preservation category. So once we're done there, and we'll completely, we've been awarded grants to cover all the way to Points Avenue, and we're applying on the agenda tonight is another application that would extend that to the Pierre Street intersection to the south. So that's kind of where we're at with that particular project.
Okay.
I have talked before about brick streets and how they lasted 100 years. And if we could get streets today to last 100 years, we'd be home free. So I'm really enthused. I know the modern technique is to lay a concrete underlayment and then put the bricks on top. I call it like a cookie sheet, and you just stack the bricks on top of it. So I'm hoping for 100 years. That's what I'm after. That's value added.
The other thing we're doing as part of this project is some utility work. So we're upgrading the water and the stormwater lines in that particular area. So we're intercepting a lot of the flows that are coming from the west and diverting it to new structures. So there is enhancement with some of the utilities in that regard. And some of the intersections are already concrete, so we're converting all of them to concrete so we have better drainage there, and then salvaging some of the bricks from the intersections in order to have enough to relay on the original street.
Thanks so much for that. Did you want to add something
else?
Just
that we couldn't ask for a better deal to have federal funds supporting this effort. I would also say that first two blocks, we were getting to the point of losing patience because it was closed for so long. But I'm reminded that it is a State of Kansas KDOT project. They let the contract, and they dictate how long it's going to take and when it'll be open, when the contractor has to complete the job. So I just wanted to say that as we look at that, when we get it finished, it will be great. So we have to look at what's at the end game here.
Well, and that part that's been done, it looks really good. That red really pops, yeah. And the striping, everything looks really nice. Let's go ahead. And by the way, thanks for that phone call, 785-537-1350. It was also a well-presented question. It was just nice to hear some different voices as well. Let's go ahead and take a break, and we'll go ahead and dive into the agenda, especially the first agenda item. Has a little bit to do with the new car museum coming to town. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio KMAN.